This story happened in the summer of 2021. Me and two of my friends, Luke and Neil, decided to go camping in some woods. We went to this big national forest in America. It's a pretty well-known one, I'm not going to say the name, but we went a little bit off the beaten track. We decided that it had been such a long time since we'd hung out and just had a good time with just the three of us, that we'd spend some time up there together, have some beers, a barbecue, get some music going, just get away from everyone, just enjoy the scenery and each other's company. So, on this summer evening, we headed up, got about 2 or 3 miles into these dense woods, went off the beaten track just slightly, and found a nice little spot that looked like no one had been there for a very, very long time. Now, there were some leftovers from the last people that were there, mainly rusted pieces of metal and old rusted cans and whatnot, but for the most part, it looked like no one had been here for a very, very long time. We thought it was the perfect spot, so we set up our tent. Now, we hadn't seen each other in a long time, so we had a lot of catching up to do, so we just rushed putting up the tent, which was, to be honest, a really cool one. It was one of those ones where you have like a walkway going down the middle, and on one side you've got a bed, you've got another bed on the other side, and there's a few little rooms inside of it too. Like I say, we hadn't seen each other in a long time, so we kind of went all out for this weekend. Luke and Neil bought a barbecue, so we got some bacon burgers going, and we had some cheeseburgers too, some hot dogs. It was a great night. We got some music playing, but not too loud because we didn't want to give away our location. We didn't even know if it was allowed in this area, so we decided we would just keep it low and just have a good time, really. It got to around 2:30, 3 a.m, and we were all so tired that we decided we'd just go to bed. So we packed our things up and got into the tent for the night. We must have been in the tent for around 45 minutes. I think the other two were sleeping, but I was just listening to the sound of light rain just tapping against my side of the tent. And that's when I heard a rustling noise coming from the trees just the other side of my tent. But this sounded like something heavy moving through the forested area. I decided to just ignore it. Who knows what it could be? I'm no wildlife expert. It could just have been something small, just rummaging through the woods. But at this time of night, your brain tends to play tricks on you. So, as I say, I decided to forget about it. 10 minutes later, I heard the same noise again, but even closer. So, I decided to turn on my lamp. I turned on my lamp, and I could almost see the shadow of something outside of my tent. I was a little bit confused because I didn't hear anyone else get up. But this looked like a person standing outside of our tent. Almost not a person though. It was very furry and very stocky. And that's when it hit me. A bear. I was frozen in fear and I didn't know what to do. I very, very quietly to the other side of the tent and woke up the other two guys, whispering to them to keep the noise down and just to follow me. So all three of us crawled over to my side of the tent and were dead silent, waiting to hear this thing again. Then all of a sudden we heard this growling noise, mixed in with some weird scampering noises too. That was definitely a grizzly bear, my friend said. I was absolutely paralyzed in fear and I didn't know what to do. We still had meat outside of the tent, so what on earth are we going to do in this situation? My mind was racing and I didn't know what to do. I decided our best course of action was to stay completely quiet. I turned off my lamp as I decided that was a bad idea. And we just sat there. The whole time I could hear sniffing around the outside of our tent and heavy footsteps just walking around. At one point we felt a big indent on the side of our tent as something huge leaned into the side of our tent, almost knocking it over. I was frozen in fear. The other two were too. We didn't want to move. We didn't even know what to do. This continued, this sniffing and walking around for at least, well, it must have been 5 minutes, but it felt like an hour. All of a sudden, it just stopped. We didn't know what to do. We were frozen in fear and decided that the best thing to do was just to leave it until the morning. We didn't sleep a wink after that. By the time we mustered up the courage to go outside, it was daylight out and there was no sign of anything being there. Apart from a few footprints and a lot of our meat was gone. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't realize what it was and went out to look. Could there have been a protective grizzly bear outside that just wanted to protect its cubs? What would have happened if I had startled it? We could all have been dead. Thankfully, it just appeared to take the meat and left. But we quickly left that place and never came back again. Was this a close call? I don't know much about the woods or bears, but in my opinion, this could have ended very badly. So, this is one of the most terrifying things that's ever happened to me. And I say me because no one else saw it, just me. So, me and my friends Justin and Alice decided to go to Justin's family's hut that's in the middle of nowhere. It's basically a log cabin that's miles from anything. Sounds kind of boring, but that's what we wanted. A nice relaxing couple of days, or a long weekend, just to chill out and, you know, just have a good time with just each other. It had been too long, and who knows, we might actually have a bit of an adventure anyway. So, to describe this hut, it's basically the size of a very small house, has a little area for collecting wood just next to it, and a river that runs just behind. It's actually really scenic, but like I say, in the middle of nowhere and an absolute pain to get to. So Justin and Alice always pack their entire wardrobe, so it makes it an extremely, extremely long-winded first day when everyone has to unpack everything. I carry pretty light, so I was pretty much done within the first 15 minutes of getting there, whilst they're still getting started. So whilst they're unpacking their entire life, I decided just to have a look out the window and just take in the scenery. That's when, from just behind a tree, behind the river, I see what looks like someone peering round the tree, looking at us in the cabin. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, so I wiped my eyes and looked back again, and it was gone. So I decided, in a bit of a panic, to call Justin and Alice and tell them what I'd just seen. They basically mocked me as they couldn't see a thing, and I decided maybe it was just my mind playing tricks on me from a lot of traveling that we did that day. So I just forgot about it. We had a few beers and were just having a good time, just relaxing with each other, playing some board games, and that's when I looked out the window again. At this point, I see the same thing again, but it's even closer. So again, I called Justin and Alice. They look out the window, tell me they can't see anything, but of course it's gone by the time they come back. So again, a little bit spooked, I decided that all I'm going to do is stay vigilant. I'm kind of creeped out being in the middle of nowhere anyway, whereas these two guys are kind of used to it. So the night continues and it gets pretty late, so we decide to hit the hay. At around 3 a.m, I wake up and I can't get out of my mind what I saw earlier, so I look out the window once again. This time I see nothing, so relieved, I turn around and go to head back to bed. That's when, out the opposite window, from the opposite side of the room, I see a shadow move past our window. This absolutely terrified me. Was it a person? Was it a grizzly bear? Is it just my mind playing tricks on me? So I decide my best course of action is to pick up a piece of plywood that I found on the floor and venture outside, circling the house to see if I can see what it was. Now, I don't know where I got this bravery from, and I don't even think it was a good idea. I was a little bit drunk, but that's no excuse. I should have told the others. I'm circling around the house, and I get to about 1 or 2 feet away from where I turned the corner to the other side of the house, when I hear a branch snap in the distance. I look up, and I see that figure again, looking straight back at me. This time, I realize it spotted me, so I run back into the house, lock the door, and look out the window. At this point, it's completely gone, so I wake up the other guys and tell them. They're all a little spooked and completely weirded out as to why I'd go outside on my own, in the middle of nowhere to try and find this thing. I told them that I was kind of worried that they were going to make fun of me, to which they told me to not be stupid and that they're going to try and help me find this. So we were awake until the morning, waiting for something to happen, when nothing does. The next morning I tell the guys that I don't want to stay here anymore and I'm too spooked out. They agree and we decide to head back home. As we get back in the car and we're heading back, I look in the rearview mirror just to get one last look at the heart. That's when I see the figure once again, just behind a tree, peering at us. I don't know if this is someone playing a prank on us. I don't know what it is. If anyone has any ideas, then let me know in the comments, but this must be something telling us not to come back. Something in those woods does not want us coming back, whether that's a person or anything else. Maybe it's someone playing a prank. That's my best guess, but whatever happens, I'm not going back to those woods again, and I have no idea what this person, or whatever this thing is, wanted. This story happened around 2 months ago. I'm an 18-year-old male, and I live in the south of England. This happened on Halloween night, and if you know one thing about me, I hate Halloween. It's the time of year where people are having parties that I'm not invited to, and people are going trick-or-treating. It's not actually the trick-or-treating that annoys me. I haven't got a problem with it. It's the fact it disturbs my evening. So I decide that I'm just going to go out and go for a walk. So the time's probably 6 p.m. UK time, Halloween evening. And if you know anything about the UK at this time of year, it's cold and dark. So I put on my biggest coat and I headed north for about 20 minutes just walking and listening to my podcast. So after about 20 minutes, I get to this area where there's fewer houses, but the main thing you can see is a massive block of trees. This block of trees leads into the wooded area. So to describe it, there's a road, a few houses, a small bus stop, about 100 meters of grass, and then an entrance to this wooded area. Actually, there's two or three entrances, but this is the nearest to me. And I've not actually explored this entire area, and not many people do. So I decide I'm going to walk in. My eyes are adjusted to the dark anyway, so I figured I'd be fine. Now, as you walk in, there's this very scenic but weird little bridge. The bridge is probably, calling it a bridge is pathetic. It's probably only a few feet long, but it covers up this mini waterfall, which is normally quite scenic, but this time there was a dead fox in it that really stank. So I kept walking and just ignored it. I got a little bit further in, and it suddenly hit me how creepy this is. There's no people I can hear or see. All I can hear is some birds in the background. And as I approach this massive pond up on my left hand side, which is normally thriving with swans and birds and ducks, all I can hear is the waterfall gradually getting quieter in the background. And all I can see is the reflection of the moon on the water. Now, I keep walking for another, say, 5 minutes, and that's when I reach this diversion. At this point, this is where I can go left or right. But actually, that's not true. There's one way you can go straight forwards, which is into a man-made path, which I've never been down, as it always looks super sketchy. I decide tonight that I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to go straight into this man-made path. So I keep walking for maybe 5 minutes. That's when I realize that I've never been this far before. I've never even seen this area, and I can't really see anything as it's getting darker and darker, and the wooded area is getting thicker. I realize though that if I want to go back, I can easily get back, so I just keep walking in. All of a sudden, I see this big bunch of trees that have fallen over. Maybe they fell over in the recent storm, I'm not sure, but it appears that they're covering something up. So I slowly wander over to it and look down. I can see this almost entrance on the ground. And I say entrance in the loosest way possible. Now, to give a bit of background, The area I live in was actually an air base back in World War II, and there were plenty of bunkers all around. So maybe I've just found one of those that hasn't been open for a long time. See, this entrance wasn't fully open. It looked like there was a little hatch on a door. And me being intrigued, I decided just to open it up fully. I looked down in there, and surprisingly, it's in fairly good condition. There's some graffiti on the walls there, but nothing too crazy. I jump down, turn the torch on my phone, and venture in. That's when I realize this can't be one of those bunkers from World War II, or anything to do with the airbase. This is different. This must have been made in the last 30 years or so. It's huge under here, and completely hidden away. The only reason I think I can see it is because of the rain and potentially the trees falling over from the storm and exposing it slightly. This place looks kind of creepy though. There's unlit candles everywhere, and weirdly, there's some posters on the wall, but it's so dark that I can't really figure out what they say. I could try my torch on them, but I'm kind of spooked out, so I don't want to be focusing just on the wall. I want to see what's ahead of me. That's when all of a sudden the hatch closes behind me. I'm terrified now, and I completely freeze. I decide my best bet is to lean up against the wall and turn my torch off. So that's what I do. I sit there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes just listening, and that's when I can hear voices outside of the hatch. I can hear them talking about general stuff, but I can't really make out the full conversation. I realize that they don't realize I'm in here, and I'm just sitting there listening to their conversation. That's when I hear them walk away. I decide that this is my time to get out, so I quickly get out of there and book it back in the direction I came from. As I'm running, I must be making too much noise because I hear some guy shout, "Hey, who's that?" and start running after me. At this point, I'm really scared, so I book it as fast as I can and get out of those woods and run back to my house as fast as I can. I don't even think I stopped. I must have got home in record time. I don't know what happened in those woods, and I never went back again. I actually never told anyone about this. This is one of the weirdest things that ever happened to me. I don't know what would have happened if I'd stayed in there and if they found me in there. Who knows what kind of potentially illegal activities were going on in there that no one has any idea about and what they would have done if they found me in there. I'm never going to go back again. If you want more details in the story, then I'm happy to share them. But yeah, that's my story, and it really, really spooked me out.